There's a whole bunch of kinos about of Kehillas HaKodesh that were killed and so on. The it says something that we don't have any record of when what this is about exactly, which one. And it's almost impossible to tell because there were so many Zeres and so many Shmadis and so many Arigas that when you find something, it could have been, you know, any tkufa of those days, and we don't have it. It's not attributed to anybody specifically. I want to point out two nekudas. We point out one every year. The core of it is the klalius, the keel are getting together, and they were given. They were scared of being forced to shmad, or their children be taken to shmad, and therefore they are they killed each other with their children. And it says, as they shechted their children, lezechina legadelcham la teira, nakrivchem ka'ula vaktara, v'niske imachem la'ira hatzfunem ein kol valuma. They said warm zeicha. This is Sahakrava, and so on. One of the tainas that keeps cropping up again and again is about alternatives to Europe. From the point of view of a Yid who identifies with this, death is not the worst thing. Being megadol, chas v'shalom, a child. There's an old Yiddish story, an anecdote, a story that I read, and I remember as a young boy, I didn't even understand the power of it. That of what the story was, until I didn't realize as an adult, there was a maestro, there was a bach in Europe in a yeshiva. He was sitting and learning, and a lamp got loose from its moorings, came crashing down, and killed him over the Gemara. And Rosh Hashiva had to break the news to his father. So he first went to the father and told him, I don't remember the details, not something about the Bacha having left the yeshiva and gone off the derech completely. And the father was tremendous tsar, and then he said, Baruch Hashem, that's not what happened. He died on the Gemara. And it helped the father cope with the psura. We're so insensitive. We so much have the American mindset that survival and health is the main thing, and religion is a matter of choice, that we don't even understand it. The Brisker Rav had a family; half his children were left in Europe. He never spoke about it. Never spoke about his wife, his kids, didn't go there. Once he blurted, if only I was sure that they're dead and not in a monastery. For Klal Yisrael, life has a bigger meaning than the few years we spend in this world. And yes, Pikuach Nefesh is very chashiv, and it's a very chashiv mitzvah within the world, but not when it comes to losing the world. And the understanding of priorities, that in a place where your son became a Mechal Shabbos and your grandson married a goy, what does survival mean? At least Baruch Hashem is living. What does that mean, he's living? Our definition of life is different. Our definition of life is a person has a nishma salikai that shayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bigger chibur, thinner chibur, okay. But if that's gone, what do you mean Baruch Hashem survived? Yes, Baruch Hashem survived, and slowly they'll get back to ruchnis, whatever, it's fine. And it's not, these are things that are, but the reluctance, when, it wasn't as if anyone entertained the idea that life in East Europe was a picnic or sure or anything. That wasn't when people had to make decisions about that. The decision was, but 100% goy, 100% that your grandchild's name is Chris, Chas v'Shalom, and that Shabbos Grand Lesser Dummy and this and that, versus a 95% chance, a 5% chance of surviving as a Yid, what's the Shaila? This is what we need to do. They gave him the choice. They can give him the monastery. They gave him a choice. And what's extraordinary is at the end of it, he gives a hashkafa. He speaks about who they killed out, about they killed out the killer. And then there's a hespet, teire, teire, chigri, sak, vispal, shabbat, farim. When we lost a kohol in Klal Yisrael, we lost, teire became bereft. Because every chela, every kehil in Klal Yisrael, every group in Klal Yisrael has its own chud in teire, and it's gone. And he puts it together. Ashrehem maskilim kerekia berkia zerim. Our sense of commiseration is not with them, it's with the people that are left. Those people have gone on to a better place. But shalom nochisham, oiva v'yishayt v'shevel ha'nesar. What's left in this world, the darkness of this world, was thrown out. But again, our sense is this world was given to us to make into a place that's full of Torah and full of Ur. And if it's there's no Torah and there's no Klal Yisrael, it's a dark world and a bad world and a difficult world. But the people who went on to Chaye Netzach, the Moslav Shom, there's no kina for that. The kina is for the world that's left. How does a destroyed world look like? Those have gone on, have gone on. Achishim, and if it's a beva, we have a light bulb. Thomas says, a Christian.